Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, we can help you. We got something you can read or listen to or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including almost 10 years of the body of work that Mary Contendo has deposited with us as a great member of our Brain Trust. Mary is with us now. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage. She helps small business owners put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And we're talking about pricing, how to make sure your pricing doesn't hold you back. Mary, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I think people don't realize, and I had a great opportunity coming up in the marketplace. I worked for Sears for 7 years. I worked for Xerox for 6 years. I saw pricing logics, pricing strategies, pricing approaches that really informed me that probably more than likely those and then I was in the financial industry for a while. That combination probably did more to prepare me for the last 20 years than anything else, and to help me be creative in the way I price my really kind of an unusual product that I have, so that customers could get their hands around it and say, yeah, I want some of that. What do you think?
Well, first of all, Jim, you got to back up to the understanding who your target market is.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that your target market is not the whole world,
right,
but who is it, and then figuring out what they're willing to pay for your product or service. And that's the piece that so many people skip. You know, they
right.
just go to, what does it cost me to produce this, and I'm going to mark it up by 30%, rather than saying, okay, who's the target market?
What are
they willing to pay? What are they paying now for comparable products?
But there are two different things that we got to identify here. One is personal services. You and I are talking heads. We're thought leaders. We're wordsmiths. We deliver ideas to customers, and they pay us for that. So that's one thing. But if you're a distributor on Main Street, you got a wholesale house on Main Street, or a hardware store or whatever, you know, that's a little bit different than being a personal services company. But still, that doesn't mean that you can't have a more creative pricing logic to help to make sure that the way you price your products conforms with the way customers think about your products.
That's absolutely true. And if you go back to your example of a hardware store, I would like to think about, okay, you're a hardware store, you're competing against Home Depot. How are you going to do that? Well, Home Depot is not going to bundle special offerings for people.
Mm-hmm.
But as an individual hardware store, you could bundle special offerings at certain prices. So somebody buys, I don't know, grass seed. Maybe you give them a rental of a grass seed spreader at no charge for
mm-hmm.
24 hours or something like that. That's something that Home Depot is not going to do.
Right.
So thinking of ways that you can bundle things together to make you distinctive, then somebody will come and would actually pay a premium for that grass seed if they don't have a lawn spreader.
Right.
So just thinking a little bit more from the customer's perspective, what does the customer need? Not what do I have to offer so much, but what would the customer need if he or she bought this grass seed?
Right.
So just an extension of thinking the way that they think. Another approach is to get someone to sign on as a repeat customer, and this could be for products or services, and offer to charge them less for their first purchase.
I've been doing that for 25 years, and it works like a charm.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the key is to be sure that you've got the agreement in place So, and you know what the ongoing sales level is going to be, and so it makes sense for your business as well as theirs. But if you really think you've got the best thing since sliced bread, then why wouldn't you put it out there at a greatly reduced price for the first offering, and they give you a chance
or,
to prove
or you know what else?
Okay, it doesn't
have
put to up or shut up.
It doesn't just have to be for the first. I'll tell you, give you an example. When I had my consulting business, every time I raised my hourly rate in a year or two, I would tell the people who were already with me, now I'm raising my rate and your price is going to go up, but you're still not paying what my new customers are paying.
Right.
You're still
right.
Below what new clients are paying. You're always going to be below them. And you know what? Every time I said that, they smiled because they liked the idea that I was giving them credit for having been with me.
Right, and especially if you can, you know, really, really almost give that a name. You know, like you're my valued ongoing
right.
client.
That's exactly right.
Any client
turn it into
been
a product.
3 years or more.
Give
yeah.
it a name.
Yeah.
Put a pack. Put a bow around it. But let me tell you something else. If you're in the hard goods business, you're not like doing. You know, you're not a consultant like Mary and I are. But you're in the hard goods business. You could tell your customers, you know what, my price just went up. Our prices just went up 4% because our cost just went up 4%. But you've been with me so long, yours is only going to go up 3%. Give those people who've been with you and who pay you well and you could say, you know, our price went up, but yours is only going up 2%. If I can get you to give me a 2-year contract or something like that.
Absolutely.
Mary, I need your website, please.
Womansadvantage.biz.
Womansadvantage.biz. And check that out, folks. The book is called The Woman's Advantage, Mary Cantando, and I will be right back. 10 till. Stay with us.
New York's fine, but it ain't
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.